You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.
Holy crap, episode 160. Gentlemen, if we can double this and get to
320?
210?
As you can see, we don't cover math on this podcast.
160? What the hell? So it's May 4th, 2024. Gentlemen, congratulations on another milestone in your lives.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I don't think I've reached 160 of anything in my life. Well, maybe, that's not true.
Blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my daily blood pressure. That's not an achievement.
You
so what the hell?
Before, you take your blood pressure before this podcast and after. That's what you should do. You should make this.
Maybe we're the cure. Maybe it's the cure. Maybe. Shit. Yeah. Mm. America.
Oh.
Here we are. The country's falling apart, but things are getting better because marijuana may be moved to the Schedule 3. And I'm telling you, the world's going to be a happier. This country's going to be better. It'd be more, it'll be less productive, but that's okay. It'll be better. People will be more relaxed. Music will sound incredible. And the sex.
Really?
Yeah, what about, do you think they don't want you to smoke weed because you'll be a more careless, lazy Amazon warehouse employee? I mean, is that what it's all about? I'm an oligarch lazier. And I need you people to work hard for me because I've got a boat payment to make. And don't you be smoking that devil's cabbage because you might not
go on unemployment.
Yeah, you might not tape as many boxes as you should. Or, you know, grease the robot, whatever they do up there.
I think that's a kind of an interesting theory.
These are all sexual. Sure.
I mean, I imagine that the rich and powerful, if they want to smoke weed, they just do.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kind of drug they want. And these rules and this kind of, you know, you sold a single cigarette outside a 7-Eleven prison. You know, that's for somebody else, you know?
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I don't know.
That did happen, didn't it?
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'd spend time in the morning like, what do I want to talk about today? And I'm like, well, this is fucking depressing. You know?
Yeah.
I want something good.
This is depressing. I'm looking at, for our listeners, we are doing this by Zoom so we can see ourselves. And I think I'm going to get a neck job. Look at that thing.
No, you just got to bring the hair around front.
My neck looks like a scrotum. Now watch, I can make it disappear. Watch, you pull it from the back with gaffer tape.
Yeah, that's good.
looks really good, doesn't it?
It hard to swallow, but it looks good.
Suddenly I have a baloney neck. Oh, below the neck? No, baloney neck.
Oh, jeez. Now you got me looking at mine. See, this is not why I joined. I'm just telling you right now, this is not why I paid $14.99 to be a part of this thing.
Well, let me show you guys. Right, if place, I compare it to the scrot, hold on.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Mute video.
Exactly. I haven't seen you fellas all week, have I? It's been or talked to you.
The last time I saw you, we were hoisting the roof on your new cabana, and then all of a sudden I imagine, and maybe I'm wrong, but I imagine that all work has stopped.
Or is it done, Danny?
No, it's not done.
Really?
And John is right. All the work has stopped, right? Because I have to go to job, and I got, you know, and I, you know, and the
well,
wife.
Wasn't there a new step? Like the instructions, you got, you know, 48 pages of things to do, and then you said, "Oh, wait a minute, I want to stain the whole thing."
I don't want to stain. The missus wants to stain, and I'm going to honor that because you know what. That happy wife, happy life thing does hold some weight. And
once
once
you stain it, you're going to be staining it every other year because the sun is going to bleach all that stain off. You're just going to Just keep the can out there with you.
It's not a stain. It's more of a sealant, right? So it'll keep it from, you know, because what I'm worried about is, you're right, John. And for the, none of you, for you non-Amish listeners, because I feel Amish, like we're raising something. This is kind of fun in that way. Yeah. The wood is so, it's a cedar wood, but it's so light. Well, you know that if you don't treat it, it's going to get lighter, especially in these Southern California sun. So the stain will, I think, protect that and keep it more uniform. But we're going to stain everything right now, but you're not going to stain underneath, you know, under the roof ever again. This is just a one time, but you may have to stain the post and the beams across, but I'm not worried about that. But it does look nicer. It looks more finished. Yeah.
Jedediah, let me ask you something.
Oh,
I'm calling.
Let me get a teat. Let me get my hands off my teat here. I'm milking the cows.
That's not a teat.
Oh,
is this cabana assembled now?
No, it is basically. You know,
how long does it take?
Well, wait. It's partially assembled. So imagine there's four big legs that hold it up, and then there's the frame. So it stands on its own, and there is a.
But is it done? Do you have the roof on the post?
No. He stopped at the make the four panels that make up the roof. So it's a metal roof, and you got to have a grid structure in there, and you lift each one in.
Okay.
So we went over.
You know what a hip roof is, right? You know what a hip roof is, like this four, you know, and then it has a seam down the middle. It's not like this. It has four panels, you know, for a roof as opposed to two, right?
Okay. Like a pyramid.
Yeah, very much like a pyramid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you make each side of the pyramid.
Yeah. Exactly. So I have made the four panels, right? I've got a few more things to do that.
Oh. Okay.
And then once the panels, once the framing of the panels, then once, you know, the missus stains it, right? Then I'm going to put on the actual metal. It's a metal roof. That's one of the reasons I got it, because as you know, Kelly, we had the same ones for many years and it just every year or something. So once we get it stained, I can put on the metal panels. And on each four panels, and then I call, you know, Elijah here, my neighbor that's helping, he's going to come over and help lift it up. And then once we just set it in there, and then you just bolt it on.
Can two guys lift this roof? Oh, it's not the heavy cedar roof.
It is cedar.
It's a light.
No. It's heavy enough. No, the two of us could manage. It wouldn't be fun. So I'm going to have to buy or, you know,
get. You're going to have to get the sun and that kind of stuff.
Grab your sun.
But you use Danny has a ton of ladders. So that's no problem. Yeah. So you just kind of you lift it up and I guess I don't see how it, I guess it sets on the lip of the frame and then leans on the rest of it or something, but.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'd come and help you if I could.
The instructions just say you could come and laugh, but, or maybe take some photos for Danny's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Amish deck building. But, I mean, sealant's probably a good idea, but I bet you know, that setting sun is just going to cook those two sides.
And yeah.
You'll be sealant.
But for life. Least I got one protective layer on it, and we'll see. Yeah. And I read the instructions, and it said, you know, it depends on everybody. It depends on a look, right? I mean, it's cedar, so it's supposed to last and take the elements and whatever, but I think it's going to be okay. But, you know, I mean, it's not hard. It's just, you know, it's just time consuming. And, you know, I was just a warmer. I did too much last weekend. I was like, my back was out like last week because I was up and down and, on the ground and tightening bolts and all that stuff. And it's just, you know, it's no easy way to build this. I mean, it's the thing. Luckily, I've got a fair amount of space to build the panels, right? But if you had to do this in a tight space, I don't know where you'd build these panels.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very pretty. And it's going to be pretty much not going to go away. Meaning, you know, I'm not going to worry about high winds. I'm not going to worry about the sun or all that stuff. I mean, we'll see what happens. But
I'd worry about theft.
Yeah.
Sir, what's down your pants? Mm. What is that?
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Speaking of sore backs and everything, geez.
Uh-oh, what happened?
My wife and I watched this documentary on Bon Jovi. He's sort of did a comeback tour.
Oh, yeah.
Right? At this age, and wow, is it fascinating the amount of work he has to do to get ready for this, you know, 12-night tour, whatever he's doing. And he really documents it. It's documented well. He just talks about it. He says, you know, I was 23 when we came on the scene and skyrocketed. He said, now at 62 or whatever he is, he said, man, and it just shows the amount of, you know, like, the warm up. And he's also got some long COVID that he has to fight.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So he's it was really interesting. And the thing he was talking about, he said this, he had this philosophy he had heard. He said, when you're 20, you're doing this. When you're 30, by that point, you may have decided what you're going to do and all this. And he gets to 60. He said, when you're 60, that's pretty much it. You are the man that you're going to be. And that's pretty much it. And that's so fucking depressing. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That's when you should have got up and gotten yourself a tea or something. You shouldn't have heard that part, right?
Well, exactly. A tea. Thanks, Danny.
Well, you know, was there something else you would like to have had? If you're,
son of a bitch, he's right. Because I just turned 64. My morning routine is identical to the molecule every morning. I have my 3 rice cakes with butter and almond butter and a coffee. Oh. That's what I do. And I
three rice, like, you eat rice cakes. Jesus, that's
the problem right there.
That's not worth eating.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hate rice cakes.
Oh, really?
More than life itself. When I was a kid,
what are you getting?
When I was a kid, we had weird food. I'll just put that out there. And one of the things we had were this damn rice cakes. I forget who makes them. Some
handmade. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, just the circle. Foamy styrofoam things you could eat. And I remember one time getting those with a melted slice of cheese on top. And I think I just threw up.
I was about to say it was good, wasn't it, John?
No, shit. It was the worst. It's one of my memories of really something terrible. Now, maybe I was sick as a kid and that's why I threw up. I don't know. But I will go happily to my grave, never eating another rice cake as long as I live.
Well, here's what I'm going to do.
Shit, they're terrible.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. The rice cake that I eat, the listeners are just leaning forward now. To hear
this is how we got to 160 right here.
The rice cakes I eat are not those unfriendly, gnarly, crunchy ones. They're kind of give a bit, so they're pleasant. So the next time you come over, John, I'm going to give you a half of one with some butter on it. Just a bite. Come on, give it up.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to give him the geriatric version of a rice cake, you know, a little softer, not as crunchy, you know, something for people who have either false teeth or a partial. Yeah. Right?
You are the man you're going to be. This is it.
Yeah. Well, note to self, you know, John, don't go to Kelly's for breakfast because he's going to give you the continental breakfast from the Hanoi Hilton, right? Oh my God. Let's go to Kelly's for breakfast. I'm good.
I'll take the bamboo Hilton. the bamboo shoot under the fingernail. Yeah. Please.
Shit, cold rice again?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of breakfast and that kind of stuff, my wife and I are going to New Orleans at the end of the month. And I was just looking at the jazz brunch at Commander's Palace. You know what it doesn't have? Rice cakes.
Rice cakes.
Why am I surprised?
You start off with the Bloody Mary, then maybe you get a little a little gumbo or some she crab soup or something like that, a little salad, some pecan crusted fish, end up with some, you know, bananas Foster or something like that. I mean, that is the antithesis.
Yeah, I think you know what, cake. When you're there, when the waitress comes over, you got to lead with, I don't see it on the menu. Do you have any rice cakes? And I want to see the look on their face.
honey, you need to get out of here.
Honey.
Well, John, in Tennessee, where the father-daughter dance takes on a whole new meaning, in Tennessee, do people just not eat rice cakes too? Are there people in Tennessee that are like, I care about the way I look and I'm staying thin and that kind of stuff?
No one in Tennessee cares about how they look.
I'm going to say they exist. I mean, you think about it. Tennessee has 6 million people total. Los Angeles County has what?
There's going to be some people that do sit-ups.
Yeah. Yeah, there are they're athletes, you know, that kind of thing. But we had a health food store in my town, and you could get a rice cake, you could get a package of rice cakes, you could
just
get
one, or the community
you get a whole
oh,
tube.
Oh, a sleeve. You know? I got it.
You could get you could buy Linder's bagels. In town when I was a kid, you know, some Jewish guys.
That's not health food, but yeah.
Some Jewish guys had, no, I mean, it was kind of a healthy alternative to a...
A bagel, you know, is a healthy alternative.
A bagel is a healthy alternative to maybe a hot brown.
What's a hot brown? A hot brown
That's like chunks of chicken in gravy with mayonnaise baked. And two pieces of greasy toast on the side. There's that, you know.
I know Danny's.
Danny's holding back here.
He's working on the hot brown. I think I've had.
No, no, I'm not gonna say it. Not gonna say it.
I remember. No, I was talking to
myself a sleeve of
rice cakes.
Rice cakes from Tennessee.
We used to eat. We'd go to this place called the Blue Circle back home, and it was, you know, it was on the way, like when you're walking to school, just a little crappy diner. Used to be, at the time, they didn't have like curb service. They, you know, those kind of like drive-in kind of things in the back where somebody, they had it, but nobody operated it. You just go in and eat.
Yeah.
And there was an old fella there cooking, and you could get a fried donut. So you get like a Krispy Kreme donut, and he would smash it on the grill with a spatula and caramelize it, and clunk, there it was on the plate. It was like 75 cents. That was the greatest kid breakfast in the world to eat that before you go to school, you know, kind of on your own.
I've never heard of that.
It is one of the most wonderful things. I don't think you have a lot of Krispy Kreme donuts at your place going stale. But if you do, the regular Krispy Kreme glazed donut, take a pan, skillet of some kind, put a bunch of butter in there, get it really hot, throw a Krispy Kreme donut in there, squash it down with your spatula, and just almost burn one side, flip it, same thing. Then you put it on a plate, eat it with a knife and fork, life-changing. Much like rice cake.
It's a lot like chewing gum. It never leaves your system. You know, you do an autopsy on your or whatever.
Yeah,
it's the
yeah, limit. No, absolutely.
You don't pass that.
It just becomes part of you. You know,
yes.
this is why our latest logo is fictional. It is an imagining.
You know, I haven't
looked that good in 50 years.
Yeah, Danny's wife. I texted it to Danny's wife. Danny has a phone that can't accept anything.
Well, he didn't get it either.
And I sent it to Kelly's wife. She has a phone from 2001. It worked. I don't know. But
I don't know what's going on.
But I talked to Danny's wife, and she said, "Oh, you heard? Wait, let me just read her text."
Yeah, tell me.
Oh no! Come on,
you fuckers!
So we imagine that we have a new kind of line drawing of us, where we're iterating on some new logo things like that, and so
it'll be on the website.
Yeah, she says that, you know, my daughter was very nice to you boys. So, and with one of those kind of embarrassed, you know, face icons.
Oh,
and,
no.
And
thanks.
I said, when you pay for a drawing, you get to influence the outcome. So imagine us, caricatures of us, but with just, you know, this
cut.
Yeah, buff, muscular bodies. And then we're nude except for...
Right.
Cocktail hour banner covering.
No double fried donuts.
I don't know. I mean, I think those, if you imagine that body in real life, I mean, those guys would weigh 250. I mean, that's a lot of, they're packing a lot of meat on those bones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little Krispy Kreme donut wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too much fiber. You lose muscle mass.
Is that my problem?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm going to have to go to
need to convert everything to muscle. That's all.
That's it. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, not with that, but that logo, I'm looking good. I'm going to use that. If anybody says anything, you know, the missus gives me any grief. I'm going, look, this is how people see me. I'm very happy with
You know what?
I am very happy with this.
I could ask my kid to kind of make individual ones of us, you know, just. Well, you know, maybe like Danny could have like an open just hanging that body with a hanging open Hawaiian shirt and maybe some long denim shorts. And crop.
A cigar.
I think Kelly pulls off the Hawaiian shirt better than I do.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah. I was at Costco. They got some good Hawaiian shirts there. I didn't buy any.
Are they buying John Varvatos? Because Kelly has to do it.
They're not John Varvatos. That's right. Kelly's not going to buy them. Yeah. I'm going to John Varvatos. No.
I agree.
What's funny is I went to Costco. I think they had some jeans there. I thought, that's a good deal. They just don't have jeans that fit me. They don't.
It depends on what you
get. I asked them. They said, no.
Yeah, 20, 24, 34. No, but no. I went to this Levi's store out in Topanga Canyon Mall, right? We were going out to dinner, and I'm never over there. And they've redone the Topanga Canyon Mall, and it's fancy. I mean, it's got like Hermes and diamond stores and all the...
In a mall?
In a mall. Wow. I mean, our mall in our shitty little town is a place to, you know, be human trafficked. But that mall is nice. And
a Dairy Queen. Come on.
And
but you can get a mug with your face on it there.
Our mall doesn't have an... It's so bad. It's so bad. The American Eagle left. We can't even support a damn American Eagle. And our Macy's
Orange Julius is going to leave too.
Yeah, well, I mean, our Macy's is like where Macy's products go to die.
I disagree. I think our Macy's is pretty good.
No,
tell me one good thing about our Macy's.
And the Bombay Trading Company is a whole different kind of store than what you think it is.
Yeah.
It's all black glass. You don't see any furniture.
Oh, that's the trafficking. That's the human trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. They just
Bombay Trading Company.
They put people
for sale.
In. Yeah,
discounted today.
Children only. But so I went to this mall, and they had a Levi's store, and I enjoy Levi's products, and I kind of like making shit of Levi's because I remember having a Levi's denim jacket when I was young. And I have gone to Levi's outlet, you know, just looking for jeans and like, oh, these Levi's. I remember when Levi's jackets were good, when they were thick and they, you know.
They could stop a bullet. Yeah.
Right. So this is a totally different kind of Levi's store. And I guess they're a sponsor of our program now because I'm talking about them. But they.
What do you mean a different kind of store?
They actually have high quality Levi's products. You can
like
get.
Like the old days, you mean?
Yeah. You can get. All kinds of stuff, clothes, jeans, jean jackets. And in the middle of the store where the cashier is, there's a little lady sitting in front of a sewing machine. She will change out the color of the tag of your jeans. They got like a book of 30 different colors you can choose. The little placket that says, you know, Levi Strauss, you know.
Oh, yeah. The
pack. Oh, that thing. Yeah.
20, under the belt.
Yeah, that thing. And then the little tag, the little red tag on the pants pockets, they'll change out that color as well. They'll
say, how much?
No, $5, $10, not much at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then you can, if you're a young person, you can have her shred up some extra holes in them if you want, or do different kind of distress things. She's got tools to do that. They have a ton of patches. She'll sew a patch on your jacket or jeans for $12. And if you've ever tried to sew a patch on your jean jacket, it is totally worth $12 to do that.
Wow.
They sell patches and all that kind of stuff. So I jerked, you know, one of those jackets off the rack and I examined it. It was just like I remember. They have not
That's
forgotten
great.
How to do it.
Did you
they
buy just, it?
No, I don't really need a jean jacket.
Was it more expensive than you thought it would be? Because it's a Levi's store, maybe?
It probably was. I think a new, you know, it'd been washed a couple times. It wasn't distressed or anything. It was like maybe $85 or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I know what a jean jacket could cost. I remember they weren't giving them away back in the day.
No.
That kind of thing. But
I've got 3 Levi's jean jackets.
I have 2.
I like them a lot.
Yeah, I used to have
trucker jackets, they call them.
Yeah, I used to have one, and somewhere along the line, I painted the Texas flag on the back of it. with like this kind of high end fabric paint. It was super cool. And then I outgrew it and gave it away. And so now some hipster in Hell's Kitchen is wearing it.
When I was 14, go ahead, Danny.
No, go ahead.
When I was 14, I had a Levi's jacket, and on the back, I had a big Stones lick.
Oh, I bet that was
cool. Yeah, it was cool.
I remember when a lot of people had that on jackets and stuff.
Stone flicks?
Yeah, I remember that logo more than anything.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I had one of the jean jackets I had when I was a kid was the one that had the fur in it, you know, the white kind of on the inside. Yeah, yeah. And it had the brown corduroy collar. Do you remember
like
those?
Sherpa. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved that thing. I lived in that thing. But, you know, in the Midwest, it was cold all the time and it was warm, but it was cool looking, you know. And I still see those on, you know, every once in a while, you know, people like either Facebook or whatever social media I see. In the wintertime, you see my friends that still have farms or live out there. They have them. They still wear them.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if they're Levi's or not. They're probably, was it Dickies or Lee's or whatever else they make, whoever else makes that stuff now.
Yeah, the jean jacket, the trucker jacket is a mainstay. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't go out of style. And even girls can wear them with a long skirt and it looks great. So,
yeah.
There it is. No.
Yeah, I think companies just get bored of having a hero product, you know. And then, I mean, really, if you go to the Levi's outlet, you know, store, they have jean jackets. They're cheap as shit, but they're, you know, they're like cheap. Because I've got so many pairs of Levi's jeans that I haven't thrown out, you know, like big saggy baggy ones when I liked those, or some that are just stretchy skin tight numbers or whatever, and they're all different qualities of, you know, cotton fabric or whatever.
How'd you stumble on this store? I'm sorry, John.
We were we were going over there for dinner, and there was a swatch store. My wife wanted to see if she wanted to exchange a swatch that I got her for her birthday for a different one. She ended up keeping the one I got, which was good news. And then we're just kind of walking around. There's a really kind of groovy food court thing there. And I forget what it's called, like Topanga Social or something. But you go, they have these kiosks. And so you don't really interact with the stores. It's kind of like, you know, there's maybe 20 places to get different food, barbecue, shrimp, boba, you know, whatever. And they kind of a cool design. So you go to any kiosk and you're like, all right, I'm at this. I want a drink from this store. I want a glass of wine from that store. I want a fried peach pie from that place. And I want a piece of pizza. And then you just go around and pick it up. They text you when it's ready. So you and all your friends can go and get whatever food you want and sit around. And it's kind of cool.
I like that concept. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. Parking is terrible, but, you know,
why is that?
Well, it's one of those things where there's little different parking areas outside. So you're drawn to I want to park outside the door. I want to go in, but really you need to go to the parking deck, which is, you know, 4 or 5 stories high, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I'd go back. I'd go back there. But
was there any other cool stores there?
Like, oh,
Hermes. No, we're not doing that.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking for fancy purses and how do you say that, that store, you know, the store that's, Bulgari, you know, I don't know if that's supposed to be a V or a U or whatever it is. You know, they have those that's kind like of places.
Gaudy, expensive jewelry.
Jimmy
right?
Choo shoes, you know, across the hall from that kind of stuff. But I mean, they have all kinds of things. I mean, it's a great big mall. So and it's a little upscale compared to what we're used to in our neck of the woods. So
really,
I am. Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of a haul to get out there, but if you just go on a Sunday afternoon, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty. I was just looking to see how far that is. That is pretty far.
I want to go to that Levi's store, man.
Yeah, you should totally go, because you go, I mean, just to see all the stuff that they will sew on there for you while you wait. I mean, it's not like you come back tomorrow. She's just sitting there waiting.
Cool patches.
The thing you get, you know, on the back of your jeans, you can get they have 3 different colors of orange. You can get all black. You can get rainbow. You can get camo. You know, they've thought of it all. And it's in a little book. You just flip through and look
at that's cool.
Patches and all that stuff. Yeah. And I think you can bring things in for repair. So if you had like a,
oh, really?
Yeah, if you had a pair of jeans and something, you need them, you know, you need them altered, you need them sewn up or whatever, they got the tools to do that kind of.
Can Levi's they fix? Yeah. Suit. Can they fix if you had a hot brown in your jeans?
They probably would request that they're clean.
I'd like to just go in and hand it to them and say, can you fix this?
Yeah.
Please.
We don't do stains, sir. But they had things in there like customization, and it was, imagine a pair of jeans, and then they replaced them to look kind of like chaps, like a totally different fabric on the outside, like just whatever you can imagine that, you know. So sew these jean legs on these jean shorts or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a jean thing when I remember when I was little, preteen. You guys probably remember this, but they would take triangles of cloth, like a floral cloth, and put it in your jeans to make a bell bottom. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh,
a triangle?
Yeah.
I don't think I could get away with that now, I kind of like that. I wish I could do that.
Why couldn't you get away with that?
Yeah, you totally could. I saw a thing online. Some influencer was like, I have these skinny jeans, and who the hell wears skinny jeans anymore? And now, after I modified them, they are now giant bell-bottom flare leg pants.
Was it a young woman?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm an old man, so that's
no,
what
I know,
I mean.
But I mean the young women have approved it, so you can do it.
Okay,
your wife knows.
Maybe
how
I'll
to
go
sew.
To
get her sew like a red silk thing all throughout there.
Yeah, my mom used to do it for me. It was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go skateboarding. Eh?
So I think you can pull that off. I think those days are over. We're like, oh, you're too old to wear that stuff. What are you trying?
Yeah,
to,
maybe.
What,
maybe,
what kind of statement are you trying to make? You know?
Yeah.
So no,
I'll get my wife on that. She's got nothing to do.
Yeah, that's right. Just say, here's the fabric. Here's a pair of jeans. Let me know when you're done.
Honey?
I wonder if it's got a real
in the garage.
Big celebrity clientele there. You know, since it's kind of
Topanga.
Yeah. Because that seems like something celebrities would do.
Yeah, I think the reason they have those fancy stores is because the Kardashians are out in Calabasas, and they want to go at midnight on Tuesday to do other shopping. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's cool. See.
Yeah, man.
See, this is an informative program.
We got all the things. You know, you were talking to Kelly about long COVID and John Bon Jovi and that kind of stuff, and I was reading an article in New York Times about long COVID, and it's like, you know, 1 out of 9 people have it, and they don't you know, they don't know much about it. Like and since I kind of read that article, I've been talking to all these people, and like, oh yeah, I've got this mysterious thing, and they don't know what it is, and I'm like, well, it's long COVID. It's what everybody, you know, got all kinds of shit. So yeah.
I don't think when I watched it, he didn't use the word long COVID, but he said he's got this hangover from COVID, which would be long COVID. He just didn't say that
word. Is he like a politico kind of guy? I mean, you can't say I've got long COVID if you deny that COVID existed. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not denying it existed. Okay. No, he said. Yeah. He said it's kicking his ass.
I was talking to a friend of mine this week. I hadn't seen him in a while. And, I was even over to his office, and I was talking to him, and we barely got into the conversation, and the phone rang, and he said, oh, he goes, I got to take this. And so I left. So anyway, he wrote me an email, said, sorry, I cut our visit so short. He goes, but I was on the phone with a client, right? And he goes, before COVID, this guy was, now I'm assuming, I don't know any of the details about the guy, how old or whatever, but he said before COVID, this guy was fine, right? But he got COVID. And he's just now barely able to walk again. He's been fighting this long COVID. And he goes, I've been trying to reach him because, you know, he's just, you know, and we haven't had a chance to really talk. And he goes, that's why when he called it, he goes, that's why I kind of, you know, cut our visit short. So I want to talk to him about it because I don't know. I don't want to get the details. I mean, like he said, this guy was really messed up still from COVID. And so here we are, what, 4 years later.
Do you know if he's older?
And that's what I want to know. I want to know his age. And,
you
know, I think he's, you know, I am probably on the production side is my guess, right? whatever. So I don't know if that means he was always on his feet or he was always on set or he was always, I don't know anything about him. So, you know, or if he had any underlying conditions or anything like that. But, you know, that there is that. And I mean, you know, I've had COVID and, you know, you worry, when is it going to, are you susceptible to it at any point in time? Or is it something that, you know, stays with you? Like Bon Jovi says, like this hangover, like, has it always been there? Right. I don't know. So, but it does exist. I believe it exists.
Don't you think you would have,
you would have had it.
You would have felt something by now if you had long COVID.
Well,
I don't think it can show up in 10 years, can it?
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know, do we?
Yeah, no. You know, is it like the shingles virus? I mean, you know, you get it and it's in your body and you know, 20 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah. What was I going to say about Bon Jovi? I can't remember. Anyway. Oh, so this documentary, it was a documentary, right?
It's a documentary. It's on Hulu. Was it, honey?
Yeah.
Bon Jovi on Hulu?
Yeah.
I think it was. It's really good though. You see the contrast of him being interviewed when he's 22.
Right.
And the promise and you guys' energy, like, unbelievable, and drive, and he deserved all he got, you know.
Were you
a
fan?
He wrote all those songs. What?
Were you a fan?
I wasn't a fan. No,
I wasn't either. And that's probably why.
But I really appreciate what he accomplished, you know.
Yeah.
And to see him now, like, really worried about the performance. I mean, like, worried. And it very interesting, you know. He got up and he didn't. I don't think he screwed up the performances or anything, but. Yeah, he said it's really hard.
I did not think he was, you know, for some reason, I always thought he was much younger. I don't know why, you know. But
than 22?
No, that he is now. I thought, oh, he's, you know, maybe, what, he better crack 50? You know, but it's not.
No, he's
in
his 60s. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I didn't know this. This weekend is the Beach Life Festival down at, I think, Hermosa. It's a concert. It's an outdoor concert.
Oh.
The guy I work with, I saw him yesterday and, you know, I asked him what he was going to do. And he says, yeah, or he was leaving early. And I said, oh, what's going on? He goes, me and the missus, you know. And this guy is a finance guy that commutes between here and North Carolina, right? Because he's doing
like you do.
Yeah. You know, like he's doing like some major audit or whatever. Anyway, I asked him what he's doing. He goes, yeah, me and the missus, we're going down to see this Beach Life. And I said, oh, that's right. I said, I remember there was something about that concert that there was somebody I wanted to see. And he goes, well, yeah, tonight it's Sting. And I'm like, oh, that would have been amazing. You know, talking about, you know, I mean, he's 70, you know, at least, right? I mean, he's got to be. And the shape that guy's in, right? Mm-hmm. And to watch him perform, I would have loved to have seen that. So I'm anxious to see that show is. But I looked at the rest of the lineup. There wasn't anybody else that was, you know, it's funny because I saw ZZ Top, but isn't one of the guys gone?
Yep. So they have a new ZZ Top? No, they got two of the three are still there. Sting is 72 years old.
Wow.
Billy Joel
is so weird.
Billy Joel's 74. Phil Collins is 73.
Oh, he's in horrible shape.
Phil Collins?
Horrible shape. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I think he's deaf, right? I think he's totally deaf. And I think he's, you know, in a wheelchair. I don't think he's, you know, mobile. I don't know what happened to him. You know, somebody said that they, his daughter's an actress now. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah. She was in that Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was good. Not that I know what acting is, but I watched a lot of it.
Know what acting is.
Yeah. So what's up with Phil Collins? Did it say what he's, it, you know?
I can find and tell you about his charity work and his other interests. Let's see. Health. Let's see. He said he was type 2 diabetic and he received treatment with a hyperbaric chamber after developing a diabetic abscess on his foot that became infected. He canceled two shows after he fell and he used a cane. That's what it stops in 2017.
That's all it says.
He struggled with alcoholism after his retirement and divorce. He was still, he's unable to play the drums and it wasn't arthritis. It was an undiagnosed nerve problem. He had a spine operation in 2015. He was unable to drum with his left hand. His doctor advised him if he wanted to play the drums again, he would need to take it step by step and practice.
Well, he can always put out like a 67th remix of Hold On.
Yeah.
God, there's so many of that fucking song. I hate that song so much.
Hold On.
I can feel it coming in. And there's so many.
That's the name of that song?
No, it's In the Air Tonight. That's the name of that
Hold
song.
Hold On.
Fine. Oh, sorry. I got it wrong. Jeez.
Well, no, I mean, we're like,
you guys are
I
mad
knew
about
you hated
it.
That song, but I'm like,
I know the song you're singing, but I'm like, hold on. What song is that? I'm trying to think, you know. But there is a you know, it used to be a great song, and now it's one of those.
Whoa.
Well, it's just one of those.
Here's the thing.
Let's put more echo on it.
Did you know that Phil Collins was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yes, I did know that. He was the kid, and he was one of the kids in the car.
A Vulgarian child. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a Vulgarian mean? What's Vulgarian?
I think in the Chitty
really
Chitty.
Really bad
bang
language.
Bang, no, the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they go to another whatever, and the toy master kidnaps the kids, and they're in the country of Vulgaria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As you do in a bang bang.
Come on, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else was in that? Dick Van Dyke was the guy, but I don't remember anybody else.
Sally Ann, Lionel Jeffries is a name. Benny Hill.
He's my best. He's a favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I realized late in life? I watched a lot of Benny Hill because it was, you know, back when you only had three channels and it came on the UHF channel.
Big breasted women.
Well, but in England, they weren't wearing shirts. They cut out all the nudity for American audiences.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was why it got so popular, because they would just, oops, they lost their tops. Things like that.
It must have been our city council that was governing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean the...
You can buy a gun, but there'll be no tit.
You can buy an automatic
No
weapon.
Marijuana.
I never got into Benny Hill. I don't know why. You know? Monty Python.
Benny Hill was, he was very hammy, you know, looking right at the camera. That kind
and
of
doing that speeded up film running around.
Yeah, I would think you guys would, as actors, you would think that was shit, and the rest of the world was like, "Woohoo, that's great."
Yeah, no, I like the Monty Python. That they were good, you know.
Yeah,
very smart, just extremely smart. But
yeah, I got my favorites of those.
Oh yeah,
like the Ministry of Silly Walks is just that. I think of that once a week. I think.
Well, you see, what's his name? Jerry Seinfeld and both John Cleese were saying how, you know, that the culture now has ruined comedy because you can't do those things anymore, right? You can't make fun of people or you know what have you, and if not, you get labeled, you know, non-PC or
woke.
Yeah, and you're going to hurt these people. And I go, I guess I don't know. I think. I agree and I don't agree. I think you could still pull off some of that stuff. I think you just have to know what your arena is, and you just have to make sure it's, you know, that you tell everybody, you know, what they're in for, you know, don't surprise them. Listen, if you're offended, you probably shouldn't turn this on or come to this show. Yesterday I was driving to work, and I went a different route. I went by the Hollywood Bowl. And last night was the Netflix is a joke concert.
I'm going to one of those at 3 o'clock today.
Are you really? Well, last night it was Bill Burr.
Wow.
I bet that was good. I bet that was at the
today,
bowl. I bet
today,
today
I'm
too?
Today I'm going to the Pantages Theater to see Leanne Morgan.
Oh.
She's yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
Are they going to be filming it? Do you know? Is it considered a special because it's a Netflix
I bet
is
it
a
is.
Joke?
I think they do. I think they do a couple of passes. Like it's not just one show. I think she's doing two today and one tomorrow or something like that. They're just recording everything. I imagine.
Yeah. Well, it's Netflix.
One week to make a bunch of comedy specials. So I'm going to be.
I love it.
I'm going to be in the audience when it's really quiet going, woo! Like, I would love to be in like some of those live albums, you know, back
just
in
so
the
you
day.
Can yell the word preach.
Yeah. Whatever. And you just would be immortalized in, on vinyl.
Well, now they take it all out, don't they? Now they cut it out. If Kelly would scream out, yeah, what the preacher said, right? I bet that would be edited out like that. They don't want that in there unless the guy or the woman riffs on
uses
it, right?
It well. Yeah.
And that's what you want, right?
Yeah.
I remember listening to one of my favorite Frank Zappa songs, and it's live, and he's, you know, it's doing a live show, and they're just kind of cutting up, and it goes on forever. But somebody hands him a note. He's like, wait a minute, somebody just handed me a note. And it's like, hey, Frank, will you do me a favor and tell my buddy Bean or Bear, I can't read it, to, you know, meet us over at the whatever. And so if you are Bean or Bear, please meet your friends at whatever. And then they go right back into that kind of stuff. That's what I want. My favorite albums are live albums, and I want them to be like I'm in the crowd. I wouldn't mind just a little dead space between songs where they're just like, hey, yeah, woo. You know?
Do you have a favorite live album?
I have many favorite live albums. Wow. I think that one of the first albums that I bought with my own money that I still have today is Blues Brothers Live. You know, and they recorded it when Universal used to have an amphitheater and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the Gibson Amphitheater. I love that place.
Yeah. It is a great album, great musicians, you know? Yeah. But all of my favorite records are live. You know, Jackson Brown recorded his stuff live, you know, that kind of thing. I think you get a better performance live, unless you're Steely Dan.
Not our band, but yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of comedy, I don't know if I have it. I'd have to check and see. My family had a lot of Bill Cosby records. Do you think those are like shit now? Like no one is going to listen to those? Or, you know, are they collector's items? Or, you know, or is it, you know, they...
Well, I'm a little afraid to... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, do they play them at the local prisons? You know, I don't know. I'd like to look and see, because I remember listening to those records. You know
what's weird is that last time I listened to a live Bill Cosby record, I lost consciousness and I woke up and there was...
and I was sore.
And I was sore and wet. And I don't know what...
Well, you just answered my question. So the album is not going to... No one's going to be listening to it. Right, thanks. Oh, geez.
Okay, as I look at eBay, which is where I go to get all my things, there's somebody is trying to sell a new vinyl of the best of Bill Cosby for $69. Nobody's interested in it. Then right below it is somebody is selling Bill Cosby When I Was a Kid for $1.99.
Wow. Is that the one where he's in a go-kart on the cover?
There's like, it's like Fat Albert and the Gang cartoon.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And a bicycle and that kind of stuff, those guys. And
yeah, I bet all of that is just
$2, 7 comedy albums for $10.
Wow.
No one is bidding on a lot of 1970s comedy albums, Flip Wilson, Bill Cosby, Stan Freberg. You can get it for 99 cents and there's one day left. So I'm gonna say,
well, but some of that stuff's not funny. That's part of the problem too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. You listen to some of that old stuff that, you know,
yeah.
I mean here's vintage Bill Cosby. To Russell, My Brother, Whom I Slept With, is 1968 album, and it's $1.28. Nobody's bid on it, and it's got 3 days left. So you could sell them, I guess, but you know,
no.
Why bother?
No, but listen, some of that stuff is not like Bob Newhart. It was kind of cutting edge back in the day. It was different. You listen,
but
to
it's
it
just
now,
not that funny now.
No, it's horribly not funny. That's what I don't get.
Know. Yeah,
you know.
You know what would be better use for those records? Have you seen, you go to some of these gift shops and they cut the center out of the record, you know, just the little paper label and make coasters out of that.
That's a cool idea.
That's what you ought to do. Take all those records and just make a whole bunch of coasters, and then you get like a little spindle to store them on the, underneath your new outdoor thing. Everybody can do coasters.
And especially the one with the Cosby, man. People will love that. Bring it over to them.
Yeah, give me the Cosby. I want the new heart. Just all all comedy. That's what it is, yeah.
And I like ice cream with my roofie pie, please.
Yeah, shit.
I've seen people make like bowls out of
The whole thing, yeah. But I mean, I don't, you get an album hot, man, there's some poison comes out of that. I don't want to eat chips out of
a record player
bowl.
I not guess like you're going to get COVID.
Yeah, you can get whatever the hell else you get. Yeah.
Yeah. I should go through my albums and see what I have anymore, you know, and just get rid of stuff that I'm never going to listen to, and you know, it isn't going to bring me any money, you know. Some of the best things about some of the albums is the actual album cover. Those are like nice art, you know.
Yeah. You
know? That ritual of buying that album you've been waiting to buy, and your fingernail cuts the cellophane, and then it opens.
Then you get a paper cut underneath your nail. Yep. I remember that.
No, it was really great. Yeah. I miss that. There was a smell too. I think it was formaldehyde or something.
First thing you do when you play the album is you pull out, hopefully they had the lyrics on the sleeve, right? Mm-hmm. Or on the inside, and you just listened, and then you saw the lyrics, you know. That's what I loved, is that way.
I agree.
You know, or the little liner notes on it, you know.
Yeah, if you're looking at Spotify or whatever, you don't get to read like who was the guitar player on this song.
Or the backup singer,
Oh my God,
I didn't even realize that. You can't, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I mean where do you find that stuff?
Where
now?
Would that be? Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta bring out your computer or your phone and look it up. But it's that whole presentation of the album
it was a great thing. Yeah.
I wonder, do they do that now on the new albums that they're releasing? I haven't noticed. I mean, I haven't bought a new album in years.
So. I don't know.
You know, because all these artists now that are releasing vinyl, you know, are they going back to the whole, they got to. Why else would they do it?
Think they would, yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's amazing. You go back and look at your albums and you look and see who was some of the keyboard players that weren't in the band, you know, and then you're like, oh, wow. Man, that guy was a star, and he's doing, keyboards on some, you never knew. You know, it's interesting. I mean, it's easy to spot, you know, if you have, you know, David Bowie or Mick Jagger doing some backup singing, that's easy, you know, because you hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, nah, I don't know. Oh, so John, you're going to a comedy show today. Yeah. Well, I'm going to build a panel. That's what I'm going to do. Fun times.
Yeah. No, you should get all that done quick before the rain comes.
I think I'll sew a patch on my Levi's jean jacket. I don't know.
Yeah, you totally should.
That won't stay on. Everything I sewed on never stayed.
I mean, when you look, the little book that you flip through at the Levi's store is made of fabric, and everything is actually sewn on. Like you see the quality of the sewing, and they've got some kind of machine that's not just a regular.
I was going to say they have one.
Yeah,
they heavy duty sewing machines. They got a needle the size of your pinky. You know,
mm-hmm. They'll get the job done. Yeah, you can get them hemmed, mm-hmm. turn them into jorts, whatever you like.
You think they'd do a triangle in the form?
Yeah, they totally would, and they probably have some
a triangle, you know, a pink one.
I'm thinking kind of a red, deep crimson.
Okay,
I don't know. I guess you could call them and find out. Like if I bring you some fabric, but I mean you could. Say I've got this pair of jeans, and give me another denim triangle put in there, and make them wide leg, man.
That's what I'm going to research this today. That's what I'm going to do. There you go. I really want to do that.
Do you have a lot of jeans like that? Do you want to do?
I just have
a couple.
I have like six pairs of jeans, and one I could definitely experiment on. I don't care if it's
yeah. Well, you know, when you investigate, see, can they also like let out the crotch and give you a little more room there? You know.
No, I want that tighter. On that note.
Whoosh.
Well, I think I'm going to go get a hot brown.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I'm pleased that we totally avoided the whole protests on college campus discussion because I can't figure it all out. You know, who are they protesting? What are they protesting? Why is protesting bad all of a sudden? How come nobody talks about anything? And yeah, maybe for next time I'll research it a little more.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on. They didn't make any sense to me. You know, I don't.
I should have run for president. All right. See you guys later.
I'm going to give you a fade out, John. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm a cowboy wanted, dead or alive.
You're happy in the morning, but now you're feeling blue. Come on and set your arse down and have yourself a brew. You walked here from Killarney, and now you know it's true. You'll suck the cock of an Irishman before the night is through.